My opponent wants to end...
President Obama has been a champion of expanding renewable energy sources such as wind and solar power, which he says hold great promise.
New energy sources that have never been more promising. That's a choice in this election. That's why I'm running for president.
Mitt Romney is a proponent of raising production levels of America's own fossil fuels, including coal, which the U.S. has in abundance.
We have 250 years of coal. Why wouldn't we use it?
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
The Center for Climate and Energy Solutions published a voter guide to the candidates' energy policy positions. Vice President Manick Roy.
Governor Romney has focused more on supply, and particularly supply of conventional fuels, oil and coal and that sort of thing. President Obama, while he also, I think, is interested in supply, and we actually saw a little bit of a back and forth in the second debate. You know, I'm drilling. No, I'm, you know. President Obama has, in addition, focused on clean energy technologies and on reducing demand for oil.
Not true, Governor Romney.
So how much did you cut?
Not true.
The two candidates debated whose policy was more effective in reducing America's dependence on foreign oil. The protection and creation of jobs was another key issue in a slow economic recovery with unemployment near 8%.
We've also got to look to the future. That's why we doubled fuel efficiency standards on cars. That means that in the middle of the next decade, any car you buy, you're going to end up going twice as far on a gallon of gas. That's why we've doubled clean energy production like wind and solar and biofuels. And all these things have contributed to us lowering our oil imports to the lowest levels in 16 years. We've got potentially 600,000 jobs and 100 years worth of energy right beneath our feet with natural gas. And we can do it in an environmentally sound way.
I believe very much in our renewable capabilities. Ethanol, wind, solar will be an important part of our energy mix. But what we don't need is to have the president keeping us from taking advantage of oil, coal, and gas. This has not been Mr. Oil or Mr. Gas or Mr. Coal. Talk to the people that are working in those industries. I was in coal country. People grab my arms and say, please, save my job. The head of the EPA said, you can't build a coal plant if we do what I'm planning on doing, which is getting us energy independent. North America energy independence within 8 years, you're going to see manufacturing jobs come back because our energy is low cost.
The U.S. imported less than half of the petroleum it consumed last year, down from 60% 6 years ago. Gasoline consumption has dropped to its lowest level in 10 years. Production of U.S. oil rose during the Obama administration, but not as much as Governor Romney would like. President Obama postponed approval of extending the Keystone Pipeline from Canada, requiring more environmental impact studies. Governor Romney blames rising U.S. gas prices on that delay. So what influence does any president have on production and gas prices in a global oil market?
The creation of energy on drilling for oil, I think it's relatively limited. You know, this happens largely in a private market. It happens largely in an international market. The United States, we have a very small fraction of the world's energy reserves here. Even if we greatly expanded it, it would just be a drop in the global bucket.
In the last 5 years, advances in hydraulic fracturing technology have revealed an abundance of natural gas in the U.S. Production has surged and costs have plummeted. Fracturing now produces nearly as much electricity as coal at lower cost. Both President Obama and Governor Romney support exploiting this vast resource despite environmental risks.
In the lower level and then two on this ridge.
The candidates differ over the portion renewable resources should have in the United States energy mix. President Obama has spent $90 billion in grants and loan guarantees for clean energy companies. He wants the Congress to extend tax credits for wind energy. Governor Romney does not.
The president puts is more activist in promoting future technology. I think the governor would love to see future technologies done as well, but he has a more limited view of the appropriate role of federal government, which would be to invest in research and development rather than deployment. The president says research and development, but deployment also.
So what do people want? According to some polls, says Dr. Roy, they want it all. Low prices, jobs, self-sufficiency, and to protect the environment, too. For VOA's Indonesian service, Amy Katz, VOA News.